find Uncle David's right arm?
I ought to know better than that. Here, look in this bottom bureau drawer.
Hair. The hair that was shaved off of Willie's head.
Yeah. This little mayonnaise jar. Fingernail pairings.
You mean Uncle David? Him complaining about something eating his fingernails down to quick?
Cousin Louise, where'd you get these? Come here.
I knew you'd find them. That's what I was going to show Stoney.
Where'd they come from?
I just found them.
Oh, you found the onyx ring off Uncle David's dead finger. Now you just happened to find these here nail pairings in Willie's hair.
Sure.
Louise, be sensible. These may be the clues that'll lead us to the murderer.
See? Didn't I tell you, Stoney?
What do you know about these, Stoney?
Nothing. I never saw them in my life before.
Mr. Packard, please.
Hey, ask Cousin Reggie.
Yeah, step out in the hall and see what's the matter with him.
Yeah.
Hey, Cousin Reggie.
Oh, my dear man. Oh, my dear man. I was never so glad to see anyone in my life.
Son, do you even wear that there scarf and them gloves with your pajamas?
We've no time for that.
What is it, Cousin Reggie? What's the matter?
A scorpion.
Scorpion?
It was in my bottle of sleeping capsules. Crawling over the capsules.
Yeah.
And that isn't all. In my bottle of emetic powder, larva. The weevil and larva of death.
Cousin Richie's room seems suddenly to have come alive with wriggling and crawling things. Could it be that Cousin Richie is marked out for the next victim, or possibly, like Willie, his mind is beginning to turn? Before we look into the case of Richie, may we bring you a brief message from the sponsor? Hey, for Pete's sake, Bob, what are you doing with all those magazines and newspapers?
Well, doggone it, you've got me so interested in vitamin B complex. I read everything about it I can lay my hands on.
Well, there sure has been plenty written about it lately.
Yeah. Just listen to this headline. Vitamin B complex member seen restoring gray hair. Think of it.
Well, I'm afraid it's a little too soon to talk much about that yet. But what's even more important, they've proved that adequate vitamin B1 and G and other members of the vitamin B complex group are absolutely essential to a person's stamina and courage and fighting spirit. Why, it's been rumored that the so-called secret weapon with which they're attempting to keep the little countries of Europe enslaved is a deliberate withdrawal from the people of all the sources of B1 and other parts of vitamin B complex.
Gosh, we're sure lucky to be living in America. We can not only get all the vitamin-rich foods we want, we can even get extra vitamins. Like taking Fleischmann's yeast for vitamin B complex, I mean.
That's right. And Fleischmann's yeast is the only yeast with all the other important vitamins shown on the Fleischmann label. So, friends, if you'd like to add more important vitamins to your diet, drink 2 cakes of Fleischmann's fresh yeast every day. Yes, drink it, America. To your health.
Cousin Richie, you trying to stand there and say that somebody's trying to do away with you by putting bugs and stuff into your medicine?
I do not care to argue it with you. If you'll follow me to my room, I'll prove it to you.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'd like to see the inside of that room.
I'll have to have it disinfected, but it's worth it.
Well, why'll you have to have it disinfected?
No one has ever been in that room but me. No one. It's kept scientifically pure.
Oh, pew for you.
Where'd I gather up these little trophies out of the bureau drawer here?
Cousin Louise, keep away from me with that filthy snake.
He's got laryngitis.
Laryngitis?
Sure. Would you spray his throat for him?
No, I won't. Certainly not.
What a poor, fuzzy old dope.
Now, you see here, you young scamp.
Oh, let them alone, Cousin Rich. It's just their way of having fun. They can't have fun.
Are you talking down your nose at me?
Oh, go butt us down.
Belittling, that's all you do.
All right, leave them alone, Doc. Stoney, go on back to your room.
People can't let you alone in this house. That's what's the matter.
And to see that you stay in your room the rest of the night, Cousin Louise, I'm going to lock you in.
There isn't any key, so what do you think about that?
Where is it?
I threw it down the hot air grill ages ago.
Well, I wish you'd throw that darn reptile down the same place.
Well, lock or no lock, if I catch you out of your room again tonight, I'm going to send you down to the detention home. And you won't like that, I can assure you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Would they throw cold water on me?
You can't tell what's liable to happen. So stay in your room and go to bed.
Good night.
Yeah.
Oh, please hurry before all of my medicines are ruined.
Okay.
Hey, Jack. Ain't that Uncle David's door standing open?
What's that?
Yeah, look. Ain't that Indian Mormo supposed to be with him?
Come on.
But you were going with me.
Go to your room and wait. If everything's okay, we'll be right there.
Yeah. Maybe it ain't nothing at all. Yeah,
hold it. Don't go in.
Yeah.
Listen.
Somebody? Why doesn't somebody come and take care of me?
Hey, he is alone.
Yeah. Let's go in.
Why doesn't somebody come and take care of me? Nobody gives me any medicine or... Hello.
Hi, Uncle David.
What's the matter?
I haven't got anyone to take care of me. And my right arm's hurting me sore.
Where's Mormo?
I don't know.
Hey, Jack, I'll bet you something that he's up in that secret room on the third floor.
How long has he been gone?
Hours. Oh, my right arm.
Now, look, Uncle David, you haven't got any right arm.
It hurts just the same.
Well, what's the matter now?
Someone is cutting my fingernails too close.
Huh?
Yes. Down almost to the quick. The quick on my fingers has always been so awfully sensitive.
Yeah.
Is there anything we can do for you?
If only you'd find my right arm and see that it's buried.
Oh, honest, Uncle David, the chances are that your arm's been buried now for 2-3 days.
No, it hasn't. No, it hasn't.
Okay, we'll look for the arm. Is there anything we can do for you right now?
You see that bottle of medicine on the table?
Hmm. Well, this says sleeping tablet.
Yes. If I could have one of those, and if someone would stay with me.
Well, Doc and I have got so much ground to cover, Well, Doc, go get Jerry Booker.
Oh, yeah. Out of Grandpa St. Eustace's room. That's a good idea.
I mustn't be left alone while I'm asleep on account of my left arm.
Your left arm? Here, let me see.
You can't see very much.
Why, your fingers are all taped up. What's the matter with them?
Did you ever hear of a person being eaten alive?
What?
Yes. Eaten alive.
Here, let me untape one of those.
No. No, please, they're so tender.
Do you mean to tell me that while you lie there asleep...
Jack, go quick. Doc, won't you?
Sorry, what's the matter?
Doc came to get me and found Reggie laid out in the hall.
Knocked out?
Yeah. Oh, you better hurry. Willie's not in her room.
Willie's not... Sherry, you got that gun I gave you?
Yeah.
You stay right here in this room with Uncle David. Don't move out of it until I come for you. You got it?
Got it.
Good. Now, don't forget... I told Reggie to watch out.
Hey, Jack, you coming?
I'm coming, all right.
Yes, sir. Reggie's really got himself a crack on the head this time. And oh, here you are, fella.
Here, let me have a look.
It looks kind of tough. Must have happened quite a few minutes ago. Look how the blood's beginning to congeal on his face.
Call an ambulance. There's a plug-in phone just inside Willie's room.
Emergency hospital?
Yeah, nothing we can do for him this time.
Doggone it. Hey, Central, quick. Emergency hospital ambulance to the St. Eustace Griffin Mansion. Yeah, St. Eustace Mansion in Los Feliz Hills. Yeah, everybody knows where it's at. Yeah, hurry it up, will you, Sugar?
Get him.
They're coming right up.
Get a pillow off Willie's bed.
Yeah, you bet you.
Open the front of his shirt.
Yeah. All right, here you are, son.
Yeah, now let's roll him over easy so his head's on the pillow.
Yeah.
Easy.
Mm-hmm.
Careful. That's it.
Looked like a fractured skull.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Hey, Jack, where's them two detectives the police left when they come and got their pal that was knocked out earlier tonight?
Well, I don't know. Wouldn't say.
Wouldn't say?
Mm, being very cagey. They got their own places to watch from, so nobody could creep up on them.
Well, they sure are doing a wonderful job of watching.
Hey, look, we've just got to go get after Willie.
Well, what about Reggie here?
There's nothing to do till the ambulance gets here. It's all important to find Willie.
Well, what do we do? Just start at the top of the house and search down?
That's too long. We've got to pick up her trail and... Hey, isn't there a door open someplace?
What you mean?
Don't you feel a draft of air from outdoors?
Yeah, now that you mention it.
Hey, isn't there a hall doorway that leads out onto a balcony at the front of the house?
Yeah, a great big old balcony. Runs the whole length across the front of the house.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have a look.
Well, son, where you go to, I go to in this boogie house.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought so. Door on the balcony standing partly open.
Yeah, but what does it mean?
I don't know. Let's have a look. Quiet until we get to the door.
Yeah. See anything?
Yeah. Yeah, I see something, all right.
Yeah?
Yeah. Take a peek. Careful. What do you see?
Why, Jack. Jack, it's Willie.
Yeah. What else?
She seems to be out there all by herself in some kind of a white trailing nightgown.
Yeah.
Look how her poor little white skull's no hair on it glistens in the moonlight.
It's not moonlight. That's the street lights out on the road back of the house.
Yeah, ain't no moon. What's she supposed to be doing?
She's walking up and down the balcony saying something. I want to hear what it is.
Well, we can't go out on the balcony without being seen.
No, but if we go into this room off the hall and open the window that looks out onto the balcony...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
Is it unlocked? Easy.
Yeah. Yeah, come on.
Yeah. This was Buck Thornton's room.
Was, huh? Window's over this way.
Can you open it without a sound? Here. Here, I'll give you a hand.
After all the ugly things of life are the heap out of which the beautiful things grow.
There she is.
Listen.
Perhaps all the members of the Griffin family will be given another chance on Earth sometime. Yes, that's it. Given another chance. And next time they'll know better, be stronger, be more honorable. A wicked
walking up and down and making gestures like crazy folks.
Yeah.
These here murders have drove her nuts, huh?
Listen.
We're all getting what we deserve. I know that. It's coming to us just like it says in the book. Just like it says in the book. But it ought to be easier than this. It ought to be easier than this.
Hello.
Hey.
Quiet.
You didn't think I'd find you, did you?
Listen, Louise, keep your voice down.
I gotta tell you something.
Oh, all right. Close the window, Doc. Don't make a sound.
Uh-huh. Okay. She's down.
Now then, didn't I tell you to stay in your room?
Sure, but you'll be glad I didn't when you know what I'm going to tell you.
Well, what?
Guess what's hanging out of the window by the neck?
Hey.
What did you say?
Uh-huh. With his own scarf or a rope.
Cousin Richie.
And that isn't all either.
Yeah?
Sure. His gloves are pulled out of his hands and stuffed in his mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, they would be.
And now your attention for just a moment. If you're planning to add more vitamins to your diet, read the Fleischmann's yeast label first. Note the many important vitamins you get in yeast. And mind you, Fleischmann's is the only yeast with all these vitamins. If you bake at home, remember that three of the vitamins in Fleischmann's yeast, B1, D, and G, are not appreciably lost in the oven. They go right into the bread. Help the Red Cross to help humanity. The Red Cross roll call starts tomorrow. Answer it promptly. The further adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie with the monster in the mansion will come to you next week at this same time. Now in preparation, Secret Passage to Death. Isle of a Mystery, written by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you through the courtesy of the makers of Fleischmann's Fresh Yeast. Dessert will make your family chorus, "This is heaven." Royal Orange Coconut Tapioca Pudding. Because its heavenly ambrosia-like flavor comes from real oranges and real coconuts. Remember, the only way to get royal flavor is to say the name, Royal Puddings. This is the Blue Network of the National Broadcasting Company.